Ron, this new series of yours, What's So Good About Good Friday, was born, at least to some degree, out of your trip to the Holy Land earlier this year. Talk about that trip and about some of your own personal thoughts about the significance of the cross of Christ.
Well, Brian, I cannot overstate the significance of being in the land of Israel. This was my third tour. And to walk where Jesus walked is just a profound, profound experience. And so when I returned from Israel and was putting this series together about the cross of Christ, I wanted to make sure I emphasized the full weight of Jesus' crucifixion, the full significance of it. You know, there's no Christianity without the cross. There's no redemption available to mankind, no possibility of eternal life without the cross of Christ. Now, of course, Jesus had to live a sinless life, or else he would have been just another martyr for a cause. And he had to fulfill many other prophecies, including his resurrection. But when you read the New Testament and you get a sense of all the skepticism the cross produced, a stumbling block for the Jews and foolishness for the Gentiles, you can't help but be overwhelmed with a desire to share the significance of the cross with as many people as you can. And that's my primary motive for this series. There's one other thing I'd like to add before we close today's program. The thing that makes the cross of Jesus so profound is its voluntary nature. The life of Christ was given, not taken. It was sacrificed, not stolen. Had you seen him that day, it may very well have looked like a murder. But don't be fooled by what you see. It wasn't nails and wood and armed soldiers that held Jesus on that cross. It was his love for you and for me and for all the people of the world. And that's another great reminder for all of us as we seek to share the gospel with the world, to approach the world and individuals in it with genuine love, with grace and mercy, knowing that we too are just sinners saved by the grace of God and in need of a Savior. It was love alone that held Jesus on that cross, Brian, and it is love alone that will lead others to it.